Thank you for calling XPO. This is Sonia. How can I help you?
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. I don't know if it was you I spoke to this morning, called me to reschedule my cooktop service for the gas. And someone was supposed to get back to me with a schedule and when that could be taken care of. And I haven't heard anything, so I was following up now that I'm out of work for the day.
All right, so give me one moment to get the order generated, and I'll be glad to look into that for you.
Okay.
All right, sir, I do apologize for that hold. Could you please verify the name and address for me?
Yeah, my first name is Ken, last name is Felici, Folisi, and the address is 5332 Prairie Sage Lane in Naperville, Illinois, 60564.
All right, thank you so much for verifying that. And let's see here, there was a. Looks like a service call was
So
created.
what happened this morning, it looks like when I called Best Buy the other day to say, hey, the thing is leaking gas out the bottom somewhere, they put it, I guess Best Buy put it in your the ticket in as an install, not a service request, and then you guys never assigned it to anybody, and no one showed up yesterday, and then someone was supposed to, I don't know if it was you I talked to, whoever I talked to this morning was going to redo the ticket so that it showed up as a service request and was going to escalate it to another one level higher. And that person was supposed to, or someone was supposed to call me back to set up the service. And I just hadn't heard back. And I think I talked to someone at like 9 o'clock this morning, 10 o'clock this morning, and figured
Yeah.
maybe with how things have been going, maybe I should follow up.
Yeah, and it was 9 o'clock this morning. Let's see here. Okay, so give me one moment. I'm gonna see if I can get an answer out at the service provider's office. See if they're, if I can get an answer from them and see how soon they could get
Yeah, I mean
out.
it's gonna my I mean it I can't use the stove and it's obviously leaking gas. If I turn the gas on, I had to shut the gas off at the unit. So whoever does, and I mentioned this morning too, whoever comes out is probably need to have some type of gas meter to help search for a gas leak, and some of those tools, or I don't know if that's a different person than the guy who, drops it in the counter, tightens the pipe, and walks out the door. I don't know if it's a different person or different level of service tech, but I really want this to be fixed once and for all, so I'm just trying to help in terms of making sure that, the right person gets out and they potentially have the right tools to knock this out, because, yeah.
Okay. And it
My first
does
call
stay
was Sunday,
here.
so I haven't been able to use it all week.
Okay. And it does stay here that they have sent an email over. So, give me one
Email,
moment
sorry.
here. Yeah, they sent an email over to the service provider. this morning when you called.
Oh, to the service provider. I thought you meant like to me. I was like, why did you send me an email? Call me.
Okay. Mm-hmm. No, sir.
I'll check my email every second of the day.
Mm-hmm. All right. Hold for a moment, please.
Appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.